Thursday, March 28th, Liturgy of the Hours, Evening Prayer. Let's pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And now, the Evening Prayer Hymn. When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss, and pour contempt on all my pride. Forbid it, Lord, that I should boast, save in the death of Christ my God. The vain delights that charm me most, I sacrifice them to his blood. See from his head, his hands, his feet, what grief and love flow mingling down. Did e'er such love and sorrow meet, or thorns compose so rich a crown? Were all a realm of nature mine, that were a present far too small. Love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. And the psalmody, beginning with the antiphon, Jesus Christ, the firstborn from the dead and ruler of the kings of the earth, have made us a royal people to serve his God and Father. Psalm 72. O God, give your judgment to the king, to a king's son your justice, that he may judge your people in justice and your poor in right judgment. May the mountains bring forth peace for the people and the hills justice. May he defend the poor of the people and save the children of the needy and crush the oppressor. He shall endure like the sun and the moon from age to age. He shall descend like rain on the meadow, like raindrops on the earth. In his days justice shall flourish and peace till the moon fails. He shall rule from sea to sea, from the great river to earth's bounds. Before him his enemies shall fall, his foes lick the dust. The kings of Tarshish and the sea coast shall pay him tribute. The kings of Sheba and Saba shall bring him gifts. Before him all kings shall fall prostrate, all nations shall serve him. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon, Jesus Christ, the firstborn from the dead and ruler of the kings of the earth, has made us a royal people to serve his God and Father. And the second antiphon, the Lord will be the champion of the helpless. He will free the poor from the grip of the powerful. Continuation of Psalm 72. For he shall save the poor when they cry and the needy who are helpless. He will have pity on the weak and save the lives of the poor. From oppression he will rescue their lives. To him their blood is dear. Long may he live. May the gold of Sheba be given him. They shall pray for him without ceasing and bless him all the day. May corn be abundant in the land to the peaks of the mountains. May its fruit rustle like Lebanon. May men flourish on the cities like grass on the earth. May his name be blessed forever and endure like the sun. Every tribe shall be blessed in him. All nations bless his name. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, who alone works wonders. Ever blessed his glorious name. Let his glory fill the earth. Amen. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer, we call upon your name, Father, and pronounce it blessed above the earth. Give your people the fullness of peace and justice in your kingdom. Repeating the antiphon, the Lord will be the champion of the helpless. He will free the poor from the grip of the powerful. And the third antiphon, the saints won their victory over death through the blood of the Lamb and the truth to which they bore witness. Revelation. We praise you, the Lord God Almighty, who is and who was. You have assumed your great power. You have begun your reign. The nations have raged in anger, but then came your day of wrath and a moment to judge the dead, the time to reward your servants, the prophets, and the holy ones who revere you, the great and small alike. Now have salvation and power come, the reign of our God and the authority of his anointed one. For the accuser of our brothers is cast out, who night and day accused them before God. They defeated him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Love for life did not deter them from death. So rejoice, you heavens, and you that dwell therein. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon, the saints won their victory over death through the blood of the Lamb and the truth to which they bore witness. And our reading is from Hebrews chapter 13, verses 12 through 15. Jesus died outside the gate to sanctify the people by his own blood. Let us go out to him outside the camp, bearing the insult which he bore. For here we have no lasting city, we are seeking one which is to come. Through him let us continually offer God a sacrifice of praise, that is, the fruit of lips which acknowledge his name. And we'll say this antiphon, for our sake Christ was obedient, accepting even death. And now the canticle of Mary, beginning with the antiphon. While they were at supper, Jesus took bread and the blessing, said the blessing, broke the bread and gave it to his disciples. Canticle of Mary can be found in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children, forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon for the Canticle of Mary. While they were at supper, Jesus took bread, said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples. And our intercessions. At the Last Supper on the night he was betrayed, our Savior entrusted to his church the memorial of his death and resurrection, to be celebrated forever. Let us adore him and say, sanctify your people redeemed by your blood. Redeemer of the world, give us a greater share of your passion through a deeper spirit of repentance, so that we may share the glory of your resurrection. Sanctify your people redeemed by your blood. May your mother, comfort of the afflicted, protect us. May we console others as you console us. Sanctify your people redeemed by your blood. In their trials, enable your faithful people to share in your passion, and so reveal in their lives your saving power. Sanctify your people redeemed by your blood. You humbled yourself by being obedient even to accepting death, death on a cross. Give all who serve you the gifts of obedience and patient endurance. Sanctify your people redeemed by your blood. Transform the bodies of the dead to be like your own in glory, and bring us at last into their fellowship. Sanctify your people redeemed by your blood. Let's say in Our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And our concluding prayer, let us pray. Father, for your glory and our salvation, you appointed Jesus Christ, eternal high priest. May the people he gained for you by his blood come to share in the power of his cross and resurrection, by celebrating his memorial in this Eucharist, for he lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.